Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
It will fall again.
Okay,
ready?
Halal issue mix number
87. I just realized, looking back at our previous videos, I used to say doo-doo-doo-doo.
Really?
Yeah. Or da-da-da-da, parang ganun. It was different. And then eventually, it just became para-da-para.
Nice.
I know.
Welcome to the Halala Show, everyone. Are you going to burp? Nice. Tanker. That's the show, ladies and gentlemen. You came here for...
for human burps.
A little burp ASMR. No, if it's your first time here, welcome to the Halala Show. Tell
What's
them about
up?
It.
What's up? My name is Rika.
My name is JC.
And we talk about everything and anything under the sun, we do like some structure in our lives, which means we have portions.
We will. We will tell you about that in a bit. But first, we gotta say, this mix is brought to you by...
Shop Back.
Look at you. You shop back before you shop, and you can get cash back in over Rika G 500 online partner stores.
I'm too excited for this.
Damn.
Because in all of these stores, mm-hmm. I shop there.
Yeah, man. Yeah, so we have a link in our episode/mix description mm-hmm. for this episode or this mix. Go check it out.
And we're going to talk about it more later, right?
Later on, yeah. Okay. But click on that link and download the ShopBack app. Okay, tell them about the portions.
Okay, so first, we talk about our lives. Where you been? Mm. Somebody over at our Facebook Live on our show on the radio... Uh-huh. Ask me, where have I been, like B-E-A-N. Ooh. And I was wondering, maybe you're a Lecce fan. Nice. Look at us.
Or they spelt it wrong.
Oh.
But they probably are.
Right? I know. Look at us, you know, like penetrating mainstream media.
We're getting in there, bro.
Okay.
We need to have a video aspect again, bro. You should see what we do when we're talking.
I know. You should see the stains on JC shorts. You know.
Not these ones.
Yeah. True. Okay. So there, after where you been, we have our TT. So what are our trending topics today?
Our TTs today, we have the Manila Bay. We talked about it on a previous mix, a few mixes ago, about the white sand.
But this one, it's a challenge.
Yeah, it's because, you know, it went through, and now there's a new challenge, the Manila Bay challenge. Also, there's going to be talk about social distancing, et cetera, et cetera. So we'll talk about that. There's a video that actually I just showed Rika a few minutes ago.
Kung takot ka naman pala eh. Weak kay weak, weak. Ang sarap makisama.
There's a gym guy. I think he's a fitness instructor or fitness trainer. Maybe it's a PT. I don't know his exact credentials, but he's hella batak. And he went on Facebook and he posted a video about, you know, people, why they should go back to the gym. And if you're not going back to the gym,
you're just making excuses.
Regarding COVID. And the last thing that Rika G brought to my attention, which I was shooketh by.
liver spread, and it's all over the shelves in the supermarket.
Yeah,
we all have it in our houses, but apparently it's not FDA approved.
I did not know that.
Yeah. I've been eating.
We will dive
off the
into
can,
that. Dude.
Like
it's good.
Same, like Sky Flakes and Reno. Oh man, yeah. That's the shit.
We'll dive into those TTs later on. If you want to skip to those TTs, we do have timestamps in the mix description. Of this mix. I need to get better at saying that. I'm not used to saying that yet.
In the description box of this episode of this mix.
Yeah, man. Shall we start with where you've been?
Sure. You go ahead.
I'll go first. Yeah. I have watched a lot of stuff this week, buddy.
That sounds amazing.
What do you call that?
Batani.
Batani.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That sounds amazing, right?
It does. So I watched a lot of stuff this week. I made sure to list it down. I watched the new Tom Holland movie and Edward Cullen, Robert Pattinson. Actually, and Sebastian Stan is in it as well. It's called The Devil All the Time. It was pretty good, surprisingly. I'm not really a fan of those, you know, those movies.
Is it on
pieces.
Netflix?
It is.
Okay.
Number one on Netflix, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, cool.
It's about...
Special Agent John can rest.
He can rest easy. He can rest easy today. It's just like a series of different interweaving stories, but the main guy is Tom Holland. But he doesn't actually appear in the movie until like 30 minutes in. It's like storylines from the parents and then the kids, which is Tom Holland. And
is it like New Year's Eve? Love Actually.
it is in the sense that the storylines, even though they're not really directly related, they somehow connect towards the middle or the end, but in the sense of theme, not at all. There's no humor in this movie at all. It's like all serious. It's all drama. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. I really liked it. I thought it was cool to hear Tom Holland speak American.
I mean, American.
It's like
accent.
A Midwestern accent, like that. And it was so weird to just see him talk like that. But the thing about Tom Holland, I said this also, I think I've said this in the past, I can't really take him seriously as an older, because he's supposed to be like mid-20s or something, I'm guessing, in this movie. But he looks like he's 15, right?
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Dude, that's why it's so believable that, you know,
Spider-Man,
he's Peter Parker.
So it was just weird. But it was a good movie. I enjoyed it. I also rewatched a lot of stuff. Oh, but for the first time, I also watched Black KK Klansman. Mm. I don't know how to say that movie's name. The Spike Lee movie. Black KKK Klansman, I'm guessing is how it is. So it's directed by Spike Lee. It has David something Washington. I forgot. The guy who's in Tenet. The guy who's in the new movie that came out from... What's his name? Christopher Nolan?
I'm not helping you out at all. I'm just like keeping quiet here.
The guy who directed Inception, right? He has a new movie with Tenet. So the main guy in that, the black guy in Tenet is the main guy in Black Klansman. It also stars Adam Driver. You know,
okay,
Adam Driver.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So it was pretty good. It's about a undercover black police officer. And Adam Driver, his partner, his white partner.
Driving around.
Adam Driver. Yeah, driving around, who tries to infiltrate the KKK, the Klans. And actually, it's based, semi-loosely based on a real story. I didn't know that. Like, there was an actual police officer, and then there's David Duke, who I've heard his name before, but he's a real person, and he's, like, the most racist person on the planet, dude. He's, like, the grand wizard of the KKK.
I know
KKK.
Who he is.
What a... Dude,
I know who he is, yeah.
Topher Grace played David Duke. Mm-hmm. He played him really well.
Yeah.
So, Black Klansman.
He looks creepy, right?
He does look creepy. I enjoyed Black... I didn't think I would like it because...
I want to watch it.
It's pretty good. It's on Netflix as well. So, Special Agent John.
You can rest.
Take a break,
You
bro.
Can take a break.
Take a break.
Take a coffee in the pantry. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Yeah, I want to watch that too.
Do it.
Because I think they talked about that movie in My Favorite Murder, the podcast that I'm listening to.
Okay.
Because, you know, David Duke is an asshole.
Ass? Have you seen that
movie? Asshole. Gusto ko yung Firefuck.
Firefuck. I also watched a Netflix show called Julie and the Phantoms, which is directed, or I don't know if it's produced or directed, by the same people or guy who did High School Musical. It's like,
really?
It feels exactly the same. And it's one of those guilty pleasures. You just watch it because the music's good.
Like the Kissing Booth.
Yeah,
No, it's like you watch it because you're not really thinking about it. You're not a fan.
So the show is about this girl who discovers a trio of ghosts who are actually a boy band. They died eating hot dogs. That's the premise, dude.
Spoiler.
I know. It was a good show. The music's really good in it, Julie and the Phantoms. And that's all I really watch. Oh, I rewatch Escape Plan.
Okay.
With Sylvester Stallone. And have you seen that movie?
No.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I'm not really a big, you know,
Sly
movie
fan. Really? Oh, yeah. You're a YouTube girl, huh?
Yeah.
Escape Plan is pretty good, Rika G. It's about Sylvester Stallone. Mm-hmm. He's a professional that breaks out of prisons.
Shit.
Yeah. That's his job, right? His job is to test, like, to test the prison systems. But then he gets put in this one prison.
Okay.
In the middle of the ocean, bro.
And, ooh, I want to watch this
It's one. Pretty good.
And then,
it's
wait. Very, wait I, yeah. It, I think I like this movie.
It's like, it doesn't have great reviews.
Okay.
But it's just entertaining to watch, man. There are sequels, but they're ass because they don't really focus on Sylvester Stallone anymore.
Oh, okay.
So just watch the first one. And then I watched, Basketball Updates, just a little bit.
Go ahead.
Today, this morning, I texted Rika G as soon as it happened. Anthony Davis hit a game-winning buzzer beater.
That's amazing.
Against the Denver Nuggets. Man, it was a good game. I woke up early to watch it. And the Lakers were...
That's why JC is not prepared this morning.
I was sleepy.
Feeling very sleepy.
Yeah. So the Lakers, they were up, right? For like the three quarter, they were up the whole time. And then the fourth quarter, the Nuggets came back and took a 1-point lead, Rika G.
That must feel so nerve-wracking. Dude, I cannot imagine.
Lead behind Jokic. Jokic had like 9 or 11 points in a row. And I thought, oh, shit, man. Because I mean, I'm not really rooting for either team, but I was like, damn, the Lakers are about to choke this.
Right.
And then Anthony Davis hit a fucking 3-pointer, bro.
Amazing.
Damn. So good. So the Lakers are up 2-0 now, 2-0. The Celtics and Heat series is good, too. The Heat are up 2-1.
Right.
So we'll do the TTs on it when it's probably the finals, but I just want to give you an update on that.
It's nice that you give me updates. Also, Google updates me, so thank you, Google, for updating me. Whenever there's a game coming up, who won this game?
What else did I do?
What the coach thought of the game? I'm like, who is the coach? I'm sorry.
I bought a Xbox controller because my Xbox controller has been broken for the last few weeks. But I remapped the buttons.
Right.
So there's like the X button is broken. So if you're a PlayStation controller, a player, imagine that my square button is broken. So my square button's broken. So I remapped it to the left on the D-pad. So every time I wanted to press square, I have to press left on D-pad. So that's how I've been working around it. So I bought a new Xbox controller on Lazada, by the way. Bam. We have a link.
Yes, it's posted on our Instagram.
Yeah, it's also
on at Halo Halo Show, but also on our personal Instagram.
Also on our mix description.
Yes,
the link if you want to shop through Lazada. That's not a shameless plug. I really did buy it off Lazada, so I'm just saying because I want to buy some new games, man. You ever play Tony Hawk Pro Skater?
Yes. You know what? You're spending your money only in the important stuff, man. No, you gotta be smart.
No,
man.
Because they re-release. Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2 as like remastered, bro.
What?
Dude.
Oh, that's amazing. I used to play it with my brother. Yeah. Obviously, I would suck.
You should see the like the updated. Oh my god, you could see that shit looks so beautiful.
You know what I want to have on my phone? Crash Bandicoot.
Crash Bandicoot has on your phone.
Yeah, on my phone, like an emulator.
They
or something.
Remastered Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah,
a few
I know.
Times.
I love that game. I can play that for hours.
Hard, dude.
I could play it for hours, honestly.
Did you ever play it with the? Like
God, the floor
OG?
Is shaking.
Did you ever play Crash Bandicoot on the OG PS?
Yeah,
without the sticks, it was just the D-pad. You know how the controller before didn't have the sticks; it was just the up, down, left, right.
I think so. Yeah,
dude, it's so hard to play, man. Damn.
Because we had the first PS. Yeah, I do remember.
Yeah,
that.
Without the analog sticks. Good times, right?
I love Crash Bandicoot.
So anyway, they remastered Tony Hawk. So as soon as my controller comes in, I'm buying that shit, man.
Right.
I'm buying that shit. Also, there is updates on the PlayStation. They released the release dates on November.
Okay.
I'm definitely getting a PS5.
Are you sure?
I'm not getting the Xbox One series.
How about not just buying a console?
Like a gaming PC?
Yeah. No,
just not a console?
Just saving your money.
I figured I might stream, though.
Ooh, and gain the money back.
Yeah. Even if I don't get it back, I feel like if I'm going to stream, I'd like to do it on maybe like the newest console.
Right. Yeah. It's like a great like jumping off point.
And you know, I'm at this point, or not at this point, but I remember.
I'm at this point where I feel like I'm a cutie people will watch me on Twitch.
because the, the gaming, when I was working already. Mm. When I was making minimum wage, so buying a console to me was like a huge deal, like a savings.
So
are you
saying it's not a huge deal anymore?
What I'm trying to say is that now I feel like
I'm making bread, man. I'm raking money.
I have like I'm comfortable enough that I could say, dude, I could actually buy both consoles if I wanted. Like if you know what I mean? I can buy the Xbox and the PlayStation. Like, imagine saying that to yourself way back in high school. Like, bro, don't worry about it. You'll get both. Because at the time, I was like, shit, which one should I buy? Because I can't afford both.
Right.
Now I want to buy both. But I'm going to probably buy the PlayStation. I'm just saying. Because did you see the trailer for the Harry Potter game?
No, I did not. But I saw your tweet.
Ooh. There's a new trailer for a PS5 game. I don't know if it's going to be a PS5.
Is it only available on PS5?
I don't know if it's going to be an exclusive, but...
What's an exclusive PS5 game, though?
God of War is exclusive. The Last of Us is exclusive. Uncharted is exclusive. Actually, PlayStation has more of the best.
Look at me. I'm such a gamer. I play these games. Oh, my God.
PlayStation has more, has better exclusive games.
Right. Spider-Man. Can I just tell you about how I play Last of Us? It's such in such an easy mode when the guy with a gun is already in front of me and they're not shooting at me. I can still kill them.
Hey, man. They at least adjust, right?
Because it's just fun. I just want to experience the whole story.
Yeah, so the Harry Potter is called Harry Potter, or it's called Hogwarts Legacy. Basically, it's set before the events of Harry Potter. And it's open world games like GTA, but with wizards, dude. And you're in Hogwarts and shit. Hogsmeade is in there. Ooh. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can pick your own like house.
What? Yeah. Dude. Owl. Can you shop?
I don't know. Gosh. I bet it's gonna be like that, dude. Yes. I bet you can choose your animal.
I want to shop in what do you call that?
Diagon Alley.
And then I want to
I hope they. I tweeted like I hope they put multiplayer in. Mm-hmm. Could you imagine just going
like around? Roblox?
What's Roblox?
You know where you can play with other people in the. I don't know. I just thought
you mean Minecraft.
It's kind of like Minecraft, okay. But I think
there's an online Roblox.
Another one, Roblox. Yeah.
Okay. I've never played Roblox.
I've seen my cousins play Roblox, and then I'm like, I keep asking questions, and they're like, "You don't know Roblox? I'm the uncool tita."
That is Roblox. So hopefully they. Yeah. Imagine how cool that would be, just going around wizarding people.
I know,
people
and then you
and
can
shit.
See your friend in the universe. Oh, dude. That's amazing. All
right, yeah, that's pretty much it, man. I'm fine. I'm done. So,
a lot of things happened at the end of the week for me. So during like the early days. Mondays and Tuesdays, I just, you know, I worked out, I ran with my friends again. But Thursday, last weekend, did I tell you about my dinner with the Morning Rush people?
You did. We talked about it last week.
Right. Okay. So Thursday this week, I went out with... Hazel and Kara Erigel.
Kara Erigel, after 30.
So I went out with her. Actually, she met us up in, She met up with us. There we go.
She met us up real bad.
I cannot with my grammar today. Anna! She met up with us in Mega Mall, where we had lunch. Which, by the way, it's my first time eating in Marugame Udon.
For the ever, dude.
And it's amazing.
It's so good there.
I know, it's so good. And the prices are just, you know.
They're okay.
Affordable.
They're okay.
For $1.90. Yeah. Oh, man. And Japanese rice,
I like the tempura with the egg.
Yeah. I want to go back there by myself and then just watch, you know, Big Bang Theory by myself.
You've never been to
Marugame. I know. That's like,
for real?
Yeah, I know it was a big thing and people.
It's always a, there's always pre-COVID. There's always a line.
But yeah, first time eating there, and I don't regret it one bit. Thank you, Hazel, for introducing me to Marugame Udon. And
they have a bukkake there, bro.
Oh,
that's the name of the food.
I know. Wow,
bukkake, bro.
And then after that one, after lunch, we met up with Kara for coffee at Satchmi. That's such a cool place.
I like Satchmi.
Right, it's like a hipster.
It's one of my favorite coffee spots in Mega. Well, just in general. Mall. In general.
And then, we wanted to get graham pancakes. But we had to wait till 3 p.m. So it's those fluffy pancakes, and there's always a line.
And they only serve it at like three times a day.
Yeah, three times
a day.
What
is that gimmick, bro?
It's, you know, that's marketing.
That's fucking weird.
That's marketing, dude. You know,
we only want to make money at 12 p.m., 3 p.m., and 7 p.m.
No, but that's solid every day. Solid, you know? Okay, so, we had coffee there. We had coffee for... Well, actually, we talked for a long time until like 4 p.m. And then I had to go home because I needed to run. So I ran again with my friends. And then... Wait, what happened again after that? I went somewhere.
I can't believe you didn't eat at Marugame. That blows my mind.
Right? Yeah. I haven't been watching a lot of shows on Netflix, but I did try to watch a couple of episodes of Top Chef again because I watched it before. But yeah, Top Chef. And this one show on Netflix called The Home Edit. And then they like organize your home professionally.
Oh, I watch Tiny Homes, by the way.
Yeah, I know, that's so cool. I mean, I watch videos about tiny homes on YouTube, though, not on Netflix.
Tiny Houses, I think is what it's called on Netflix that I watch.
But yeah, The Home Edit. They're professional organizers and they can like, you know, literally organize anything, any space. Mm. The first episode, they featured Reese Witherspoon's house.
Oh.
And they had to organize all the memorabilia from all of her movies. Whoa. So Legally Blonde and obviously the show Big Little Lies and stuff like that. So it was pretty cool to see the bag that she used to carry Bruiser. Yeah, the puppy.
The chihuahua.
I know. and the robe and everything. Okay, so I tried to watch that. Didn't continue on with the other episodes, but that was really fun. And then I went to... Okay, Saturday was such a hectic day for me. So it started out because Friday night I drank with my friends in one of their houses, also in Capitolio, just like a couple houses down. And then so we drank there. The next morning we were supposed to go run in a... Okay, I'm mixing things up already. Okay. Saturday was such a hectic day for me because I booked 3 things in one day.
Like
hair appointment, cleaning appointment for my apartment, and a cleaning appointment for my car. So, and then I didn't realize that I booked everything in one day. So in the morning, I went to the salon to get my hair treated.
Which salon?
Nook. So this is, the salon is called Nook. It's in Eton Centris. There's another one in Shaw, and then there's another one in Makati. By the way, shout out to Sir Jess.
Nook.
Yeah, Nook.
They hit me up like way back in the day.
That's super
4
cool.
years ago.
Yeah.
I think.
Yes.
Okay.
I think they're fans, I think, of
RX.
Of RX, I think yes. So I went to the other branch because I went to the branch here in Shaw already, but I went to the Eton Centris branch. It was so cool because they have a park in the middle where you can just chill. So after my hair treatment, which is really nice, my hair has never felt this soft before. Mm. Ever. Never. Because I used to swim and I thought my hair was just that texture, frizzy all the time because of the chlorine. I used to say, oh, that's just my natural hair. No, apparently I just needed to get a treatment. So I got a treatment. And then, after that, I bought takeout from Tim Hortons and we just sat there in the park, me and Pepper. It was really nice. It was just like a picnic.
Panting Pepper.
But, oh my goodness, it was so hectic because in the middle of our drive back to Pasig, my aircon broke. In the car. And I can't open the...
Broken?
I know, it's... Well, I got it fixed and then now it's broken again.
Yikes.
So, nakakaawa si Pepper kasi, you know how it's hotter inside the car? compared to outside, mm-hmm. even though like the sun is shining.
Yep, yep.
I can't open the
window,
the windows, because it's in EDSA. We're in EDSA. Mm-hmm. So there, I had to just let it, you know, steam inside.
Shit.
And then after that, I felt Pepper was getting a little weaker. I let him drink water a lot, actually. But he was getting a little dizzy because of the heat. Once we got back to the apartment, he drank loads of water and then he fell asleep.
Nice.
So same thing with me. I kind of rested a little bit before the cleaners came in. Shout out to Mrs. Linus. But this time around, I paid because I'm just so glad with their service the first time they let me try it. 6 months ago, March 15,
You remember March the date 12, that it was clean?
Because it was 3 days before the lockdown.
Oh.
Yeah. Whoa. I got everything clean 3 days before. So after 6 months, I booked again, but
it's
this time.
6 months
yeah.
since the lockdown?
Yeah. March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October. 7 months.
Jeez.
September. 6 months. So, it was really nice. I also bought new sheets and like a duvet cover and duvet and comforter. It was really nice. It felt like a hotel after the whole cleaning.
I love it.
So if you guys live in a condo, I suggest you go get cleaned by those cleaning services. Mrs. Linus, but more or less,
in
you
general,
know.
Right? There's a lot of good.
Yeah, services. There are a lot of other cleaning services out there, because I know that people say, you know, I can do it by myself. For them,
I cannot do it by myself. Bro.
I know I can't, because even Mrs. Linus, they had to hire 4 people to clean my whole apartment.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
They had to get four people in there?
Yeah, they had to get 4 people, but the other one had to leave.
Okay.
So there were technically 3 people cleaning the whole apartment.
They were in, I saw you sent me on Instagram, they're in like full body, right?
They were in all full PPEs. Shit. And they even have like these booties that they change into so that everything is still neat. And they're on gloves and masks and they're tested. So it's all good. You don't have to worry about anything.
Damn.
And then what's also nice, the nice detail that I really like about them is when you book the first time and then you liked the people who cleaned your house, the next time around, that's also the people who will clean your house.
Oh, you can get the
again.
Same. It's like a...
Yeah. But for me, I didn't even have to say it. They kind of just, you know, probably assume that you already know the place.
It's like
go
picking
ahead.
Your hair, you know, like you yeah, go to the same hairstylist, right?
I know. So it's really cool. But at the same time, I also booked my vacuum service thing for my car.
Nice.
So I had to trust the people in my apartment and I had to tell them I just need to get a car wash and something done in my car. I'm going to go back. It was just along in the same street.
Yeah.
So I went to the car wash place for 30 minutes. Alam mo parang tapos ito pa right before that I had to work out. So while they were cleaning upstairs, downstairs I was working out. And then when I went to the car wash place, I was sweaty. Really nice, right?
Awesome.
After everything is done, when everything was clean, when my car was cleaned, and the apartment felt so nice and it smelled good, I was like, amazing. So I showered and then I just laid on my
bed.
They
clean your bathroom, right?
They clean your bathroom.
That's the only thing that I really like.
Yeah.
If
dude, they clean your bathroom.
I want that. Like
you can just lick the floors.
That's what I want. I've always wanted to do that.
And plus, I think your place, with the size of your place, it's going to be... And plus, they don't just clean everything. They have minor organizing. It's not that they'll organize, you know, fully, but it's kind of like they're suggesting that you put things here.
Okay.
And if you don't want to, you can just obviously move it. So, yeah, that happened. Then the night after that, actually, I drank with my friends.
And then you went running the next day.
No, the next day we were supposed to go running. Oh. But because we drank the night before,
I don't know how anybody can do anything after drinking the night before.
No,
like, there's zero chance
of
me doing
zero.
Any sort of physical activity after drinking now.
Actually, even when you're young, you can actually do
it.
No,
when I was young,
no
problem.
No, you can do it, but you can't do it well.
Yeah.
Obviously.
But I remember when I was young, you know, we'd go drinking, and the next day we'll go play basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, after I drink, I'm dead for the next 2 days.
No, not really for the next 2 days for me. Right now, I don't know. Maybe because I can control.
No, even if I don't get, like, if I just get tipsy or whatever, the next day, I just want to just stay home.
Yeah.
I don't want to do anything.
It's called Science of Aging,
it's
man.
It's fucking old.
After 30.
I know. With Cara Harrigal.
No, but yeah, so we drank. And we didn't even drink a lot. I just drank like one glass of beer. That's it. And like a couple of swigs of Jack.
Jack Daniels.
So that was really fun. The next day, so I failed to run in the morning. So I had to wake up because we had to run at 6 a.m. So the sun's not out yet. Mm-hmm. So that we failed. But I still got up at around 8. I worked out in the morning and then Mick came. What do you call it? I think I'm drunk right now. Yeah. So he was, you know, he came over and then we had breakfast. Oh, we went to Mega Mall again for some reason because I just wanted to.
What'd you eat? Marigami?
No.
No.
We ate Bad Bird.
I love Bad Bird.
I know. My favorite is, the umami chicken with sweet potato waffles.
Ooh.
The best. It's the best for me.
Yeah,
it's
I'm like, so hungry right now. I'm so hungry.
I just ate and I'm still hungry, dude. Bad Bird. So we ate at Bad Bird. It was really nice. Love the sweet potato chicken. Okay. I ate sweet potato waffle. And then after that, where did I have coffee again? Oh, in Wildflower in Podium. So the thing is, so I was expecting Wildflower to be a little chill, right? The group behind us, they were so loud. They were so loud and they were talking about their trip to Balisin. They're going to Balisin.
Dude, I know someone who's there right now. I showed you, remember?
Yeah. I know. Probably because, you know, they have the luxury of, you know, the open spaces and not a lot of people there. So probably that's why they're open.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they were talking about their trip to Balisin so loudly. We can't even hear. Kami ni Mick, we can't hear ourselves talk. As in talagang, oy, ikaw ah, pag pumunta ka ng Balisin, ganun. So, oh, hindi, papadala ko nga, ganun. Parang, I'm like, dude, where are we? Anyway, but.
Do you ever tell people to be quiet?
No.
Really?
I can't. I don't know, I can't.
Depends. But, I might do it.
No, but dude, I don't know. Because if you see them, I feel like they're executives in a.
Oh.
In a company.
Okay, yeah. Probably.
It looks like they're bosses of some company. Anyway, so there. After that, Monday happened.
Nice.
I think I'm still drunk.
Nice.
I'm just kidding.
Finn? Wapow time. What are we doing first? We got three. We got Manil Bay. We got some fitness guy.
The fitness guy.
All right. So, on Twitter, a video went viral. Actually, it also kind of went big because it was originally posted on Facebook by a fitness guy named Jormiel Labrador. Mm. So you can go check him out. He's actually got a good amount of followers on
Facebook.
Facebook, Instagram as well. And he posted a video. Rika does a great impression now since she watched it. But he was just saying, Rika, just give him a little gist of what he said.
He was saying, alam mo, lahat ng mga hindi nag-gym dyan, mga ano, puro kayo excuses.
Tamad lang kayo.
Tamad lang kayo. Lahat kayo, puro kayo excuses.
Ginagamit niyo yung COVID.
I'm sorry. Okay. We're not being mean.
We are being mean. He's being a dumbass, bro. What the fuck? He's being so... Like, okay.
Long story short,
he posted a video kind of saying, people, if you don't go to gym...
You're just making up excuses.
You're using COVID as an excuse to not go to the gym.
Mm-mm. Parang sabi niya, takot lang kayo.
Yeah.
Means you're just scared. What the fuck? We're supposed to be scared.
But then he said, yung COVID, may yan yung katamaran mo wala, or something like that.
Yeah.
Which was also misinformation,
yes.
I think. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay, so to be fair, I think he has a point sometimes na parang, you know, we have to be healthy. We have to, you know, we have to build our immunity up. Uh-huh. But the fact that, you know, gyms were closed the first time we had this all, you know, this lockdown, it just means that it's not safe to go to the gym. Even if they're trying to open right now, it's still not, you know, public spaces, especially a gym where people, you know, expel bodily fluids.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a great idea. But his point with building up your immunity and your health, you know, to probably fight the virus. Mm-hmm, okay, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But the rest is just plain, I'm sorry, not great.
I don't want to, and I don't want it to come off as if you go to the gym, it's bad. Because if they're allowed, let's say the government, I think they are allowing it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they are.
So if they're allowing it, mm-hmm. I think it's, I mean, if it's within the rules, I don't mind if you go
of
to
course.
The gym.
Of course, I mean,
right?
it's nobody's going to stop you if it's not legal,
as
right?
As long as you, you know, you alcohol the equipment you use, you wear, I think you're supposed to wear a face mask, right?
A mask, yeah.
I don't know if you're required to wear gloves.
I think that just...
I feel like that might make it worse, mm-hmm. TBH. Yeah. I don't know.
Because, you know, all the crevices folds, the bacteria can just build up
because in the video of this Jormiel guy, I think he's wearing, like the white gloves. I don't know. I kind of got a glimpse of it. I'm not too sure. But if you go to a gym, I don't want you to think that, well, at least on my perspective, that I think what going to the gym is like mm-hmm. a terrible idea. But the way that he presented it is like was really awful in this in the sense that he's trying because I get his motivation.
Yeah. True,
like I get as a fitness guy, it's kind of like a tough love kind of thing. Like, don't get off your fat ass and
no. But
go
if you think
out.
About it, you know, the gym is not the only place
exactly.
you can get fit.
Yeah,
in.
It's true. Which is right? I think the point that he missed.
Yes,
I think he could have. Promoted his point.
Exercising, right?
Yeah, exercising.
Even at home or running outside mm-hmm. because, you know, people can run outside now.
I think he did it really wrong.
Yeah. But the message, I think the intent was there.
There was
you know?
An intent there that was meant to inspire, mm-hmm. I think. Like, mm-hmm. it was meant to motivate. And in some way, I bet it could get through to some people.
Yeah.
But
or maybe because he knows his audience.
Yeah. But
right?
The fact that it was... There's a lot of misinformation, like COVID lang. He kept saying COVID lang yan, like making it seem down, mm-hmm. basically downplaying yung effect ng yung epekto ng ano, COVID. So, I think he deleted the video though. If I'm based on some
but
tweets,
but the internet
that I'm saying,
is faster than your thumb. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's,
so
it's just,
not a good mindset to have.
Yeah, it's not a good mindset to have. But regarding will. The Halo Halo Show will promote, you know, healthy living, to eat right, to actually get some sleep. And, I mean, we know a lot of people are actually hung up on work from home, that, you know, their bosses don't really understand the stress of working from home and studying from home, mm-hmm. you know. So I see a lot of people complaining. So you gotta take care of yourself, okay? Create your space wherein you feel safe.
It is fucking batak though.
Dude,
Jesus Christ, man.
Also, again, the gym is not the only place you can get fit in. You can actually go outside and run.
Abs,
I know.
Bro.
You can go outside and run, which I do, and I'm loving it. I used to hate running. I hated running before. During our swimming training, we had to run 4 kilometers before and after our training. With the whole swimming training.
Really?
Yeah.
The
and I'm like,
fuck?
The fuck, right? Okay, so anyway, I used to hate running, but I don't know, maybe because we got deprived or, you know, we, parang medyo natanggaling choice na yun when we all went into lockdown. Mm. When we were allowed to go running, I was like so excited. So now I'm enjoying running.
Really?
But you can also stay home and just do, you know, home workouts. There are a lot of home workouts right now. My favorite, obviously, MadFit. You guys can check her out. I think she's from South Africa.
MadFit.
Yeah. Her name is Maddie. I think she's from there. And then, yeah, she creates at-home workouts. And the best thing about her, she also creates apartment-friendly workouts wherein you don't have to jump so that the person below you, they don't have to be, you know,
disturbed.
So there.
Jormiel, yeah. Man.
Just be careful of things you consume on the internet, dude.
I know. What a dumbass. I wouldn't say that to his face. You know why? Because he could beat me up, bro. Uh-huh. Do you see his muscles? He's got muscles on top. You know, normally, if I think someone's a dumbass. Dude, if I think someone's a dumbass and I feel like if I say it to his face, he won't beat me up. I might say, like, bro, I don't like you. But I probably wouldn't say it to
What's
this guy.
What's his Instagram?
I don't know. Jormiel Labrador. Look at him. He's holding some apples right here, bro. What the
Just
fuck?
Apples. He looks like DJ Luño.
DJ Lunion. That's another guy. Remember that DJ Lunion? That's another guy that I don't really know much about.
See, I mean, in his Instagram, he promotes like at home workouts that you can just like do in your home.
Yeah.
Damn, these muscles, they're popping,
dude,
man.
They're fucking popping, bro.
Wow. And the man bun is real.
Yeah, man. Okay, anyway. So yeah, Wapow?
Is this body even real?
It is real, man. It's real, dude.
Oh, man.
Wapowsies?
Wapow.
Wapowsies. Okay. What do you do? We got the Reno, got the Manila Bay.
The Manila Bay. No. Was that the last one?
It doesn't matter.
Okay, so the Reno.
Let's say Reno. Okay.
So Reno is a liver spread brand. I don't know if they create other products, but I know they have the liver spread, and almost all Filipino families buy Reno for some reason. Either they're making caldereta, or they just like liver spread, or they put it in adobo. It's just like a classic brand. Yeah. And apparently it's not FDA approved.
Yeah, they registered. They released a statement, right?
Yes. FDA. So actually it was accidentally discovered by an FDA agent.
Agent John.
Right?
No, Agent Juan. Because it's like FDA Philippines.
Special Agent Juan. So there, somebody just discovered that they're not part of the list, along with Miracle White Advanced Whitening Capsule Food Supplement and other stuff. So yeah, it was accidentally checked.
Yeah, it says here, according to Interaction, that the FDA clarified that the failure to register is the reason why it issued an advisory against a popular local brand of canned goods. So if
they're not in the database.
Yeah, failure to register. Mm. I mean, it's probably safe, right? People have been eating it for years, it's so weird.
It's so weird that
they didn't get registered.
I know, and it's such a classic brand. It's a big brand.
That's like saying, you know, like Lego is not registered or...
I just bought it 2 weeks ago, man. Yeah. Or maybe like a month ago. It was that's crazy. I wonder what happens. They're supposed to pull it out of the shelves, right?
Since 1958, long before the FDA started registering processed food in 2009. And so somewhere down the line between, you know, around 2009 when they were supposed to be registered, it just didn't happen.
Right. And apparently, if they cannot explain well, we will have their products recalled. So they have to pull it out of the shelves. If they don't show any documentation. Mm. Hmm. Wow. I wonder how, I mean, like,
apparently
the scale
company,
of that, you know, the, what do you call this? Like, to pull it out of the shelves? The scale of that project would just be.
Nationwide.
Yeah, and can you imagine the next time you go to your local grocery shop, you're like, asan yung Reno? May Reno pa po ba?
Yeah, so the FDA Director General, Eric Domingo, issued a statement on the registration of Reno, citing its failure to register its business as a processed food product.
So are you saying that it was registered before, they just didn't renew?
Maybe, or maybe it wasn't registered as a processed food, maybe. Maybe it was just registered as something else, who knows?
That makes sense.
It could make, I mean,
hopefully they could just tell us that it's safe to consume. Because what if you still have it in your pantry? Mm. I mean, it is a canned good, and you know, you can have it a stock, right?
Yeah. They did not secure a CPR, so certificate of something registration, I guess.
I mean, there are other brands there, but I don't know. I can't imagine not seeing Reno in the shelves.
In 2017, though, it says that Reno Foods Incorporated did secure a LTO or a license to operate in 2017 as a food repacker and manufacturer of processed meat products. So I don't know if that makes it more valid or helps their claim or whatever with the FDA. But that's interesting, man.
Do people eat liver spread in the States? I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure they do. I think
like
they
do. Pate, right? It's basically pate, right?
Liver spread.
American brand.
American. I'm sure there is.
Yeah.
I've seen it like...
Because it just makes everything tastier.
Where is that, man?
And I'm not...
Yeah, pate. Yeah, I know you can get that shit.
I'm sure they're not like a, you know, like a brand that's about to be bankrupt or something. It's a big brand.
You know,
right?
That uses liver spread a lot is the Vietnamese sandwiches, banh mi.
Banh mi.
And I know there were a lot of Vietnamese restaurants in San Diego. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's more from the Asian stores rather than the American.
But that's crazy. That's crazy to discover that a classic brand is not FDA registered. I wonder what else out there are we using that's not FDA registered.
There's a lot. Yeah. I'm sure there's a lot of stuff out there. That's nuts, though. That's nuts.
I know, that's nuts, dude.
Anyway, I mean, I'll
still eat it. I mean,
nobody's died from it yet.
I mean, if they get sliced open by the can, actually. Yeah, I mean, not the food.
It's just funny that it just flew under.
I know. A lot of people are shocked.
So, your call, guys and girls.
I would still eat it, honestly. But you have to be careful, obviously.
Right. So, yeah, that's the thing. Well, pal! Before we move on to the last one, we got to do some...
commercials.
To pay the bills.
Commercials.
To pay the bills.
Commercials.
To pay the bills. All right. Commercials. This podcast is brought to you by
Shopback.
Shopback. Rika G, the Shopback app. I don't know why I didn't discover it like earlier in my life.
You would have taken it seriously and then make a lot of money. Dude. Because you can.
Yeah, so
you
Shopback.
You can make a lot of money.
It's an app and you can get basically cash back from shopping online. Mm-hmm. And the best part.
500 partner stores.
500.
I know.
And they're not just like no name stores or up. I mean, let me, Rika G, name drop for me.
Lazada.
What else?
Shopee. Adidas.
Oh, you know what? Who's on the other end of Adidas?
Nike.
Dude, they got a lot.
Food Panda?
They got a lot.
You want to order food? And then you get cash back.
You want to go to a hotel once COVID is over? Agoda.
Mm-hmm.
As in, they have so many.
Everything. And actually, if you download using our link, you know, you can get real cash each and every transaction you make.
Yes, you can.
Good ink.
Nice fine print there, buddy. But so basically, we have the link to the Shopback app. If you haven't downloaded it, go click on the link. Oh, it's on this the description of this mix. That way you laugh at me, asshole.
Just thinking what you're going to say.
I know, right?
The description box down below, and you can see the box. And
now, in the description of this mix, we have the link. If you click that, it'll take you to the download page. And just download that BZ, man.
Yeah, actually, one of the best parts about Shopback is you have exclusive discounts and vouchers on top of the cashback.
Yeah. It's basically your they call it their pre-shopping destination because when you go onto Shopback, you can look at the deals that are on there and you'll see exactly how much cashback you'll get.
You want food? Go to Food Panda. Yeah. Actually, when you click on, so you go on Shopback, right? And then you click on the deal under Food Panda. When you click on that one, it'll lead you to the Food Panda app.
Yeah. And once you get the cushbuck, you can transfer it to your bank account, to your GCash, to your PayPal.
Everywhere. It's all connected. You don't even have to do anything.
Try it out for yourself.
All you have to do is to click our link.
Yep.
Smooth.
Yeah, download it and that does it for
commercials.
To pay the bills.
Commercials.
To pay the bills.
Commercials.
To pay the bills. What?
Segue. I forgot to tell you all about it
yesterday.
So yesterday there was a UFC fight, and Mick likes to watch a lot of UFC.
Mm-hmm.
The fight was between
Covington,
Kobe Covington, and Tyron Woodley. Yes, Covington is an interesting fella because he wears a MAGA hat all the time.
Oh, really?
Called out LeBron James in his post-fight interview.
Damn.
And then after that, who has an interesting podcast / YouTube channel? Chael Sonnen.
Who?
Chael Sonnen, who was a UFC fighter before. I know his name because I think I watched one of his fights before, and then when Mick told me that he has a YouTube channel wherein he just talks about UFC, he has an interesting,
How do you spell his name?
Oh, God, man.
Chael?
Chael Sonnen.
I can't even go. Is that a C? Does it start with a Q?
C-H-A-E-L. C-H-A-E-L. Sonnen. S-O-N-N-E-N.
Chael.
So he talks about UFC a lot, but I think sometimes he drops, you know, life bombs and stuff. There's this one interesting video that Mick showed me. He was talking about, you know, obviously UFC and fighting and stuff. And his kids went in the shot. And then he just went on with a rant, with a spiel.
Oh.
As in, yung kids niya, pupunta na sa legs niya, sumasabit-sabit na sa arms niya, wala siyang pake. He didn't even, like, tell the kids to leave or whatever. So, he's a professional, and he's really interesting. He kind of sounds like Bill Burr.
Bill Burr parang ganun yung, podcast, bro.
Parang ganun yung vibe niya. Parang nag-rant lang.
I love it.
Ganun lang. So
it's my favorite podcast.
Yeah, really nice.
Bill Burr's Monday Morning Podcast.
How'd you get there?
I don't know. You said segue from the commercials.
Cool.
Wapow. Last thing. The Manila Bay Challenge. Okay. Manila Bay Challenge.
Obviously, people are making fun of it because it is just, you know, it's a show for clowns.
You didn't sugarcoat that at all, or you could genius?
What? It is. What? They're telling me that it's for the mental health of the Filipino people?
Oh, man.
We need a plan, dude.
Yeah.
And that's not it.
So,
that's
yeah.
Very Bill Burr, man.
So people did flock, according to GMA News. People flock to Rojas Boulevard in Manila before sunrise on Sunday, as many hope to experience walking on Manila Bay Sands, the white sand portion of the Baywalk. According to the news from GMA News, the crowds were already thick as of 5:30 a.m. Social distancing remained a challenge since people stood close to each other.
Oh, you mean went out the door? I think that's what he meant, dude. Social distancing was not part of the vocabulary.
Dude, look at these fucking pictures.
You know, it may seem...
I can't really blame the people. I mean, a little portion of the blame that has to go on them for not
trying. It's for the people who organized this
that definitely. You know, that definitely. But so...
Cockamamie idea.
Anyway, so, yeah, we already talked about Manila Bays and our thoughts on that. But what about the... What about the challenge that's going on? What is that? What is that all about?
I don't know, like, the goal behind showing it or telling the public that you can actually visit the beach already. Because if it's something that, let's say, kunwari lang, it's paid or people are going to get money out of this. Okay, gets ko that they need, like, a whole PR thing. But if it's, you know, for free and it's for aesthetic reasons... Why do they need to, you know, endanger the, you know, people's lives?
Yeah. So the challenge, it goes as follows. So basically, there's a photo that actually did get taken at the opening of people on like a staircase,
yes.
I think overlooking
overpass.
It. And there's no social distancing. Mm. So it's the challenge is, it's two photos. The first photo is that stock photo. The second photo is if somebody or someone on the beach that's not actually at Manila Base. And
I had this one friend who photoshopped it really well. I thought they were on Manila Beach.
Yeah, and then you know the caption's like, "Oh, ang ganda ng view."
Ganda. Or, tapos yung
wala
view sila.
Wala nang mental health problems.
It's actually so sad because last week I also saw photos of people. I also saw this post of this one person who. What do you call this? Retweeted or tweeted, photos from the National Mental Health Center here in the Philippines. And it's just, it's a sad reality because the hospital is not, you know, well-maintained. And then, ang point nila dun is you're thinking about the mental health of the Filipino people when you set up the 300 million peso beach, but you can't even actually... help the actual institution for mental health here in the Philippines.
Sad.
So that's really sad. Have you seen those photos?
I have not seen those photos.
I'll show you, dude. It'll make you feel things.
Yeah. So while Rika looks that up, a lot of, you know, the big name the influencers that speak up against dumb as fuck stuff, did chime in on the challenge. Yeah. McCoy Dubs. Oh, you interviewed McCoy Dubs. You didn't talk about that.
Yeah, I know. Oh, shoot. Yeah, last Wednesday, we interviewed McCoy Dubs. It was really fun. We talked to him as Auntie Julie. And he taught us a few stuff. Obviously,
interview was bustos.
I know.
Huh?
That was so funny.
I fucking loved it, bro.
Okay. And he actually, we learned, you know, a lot of stuff from McCoy Dubs. He said to protect your energy. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, I learned a new term. It's not plantita anymore. It's called planti.
Planty.
Okay, so I found the tweets. Okay. So it's from this girl named Anezka on Twitter. She tweeted, isang malaking hipokrito sa gobyerno sa pagsabi na ang rehabilitation ng Manila Bay ay para sa mental health ng mga Pilipino. Here are some photos of the National Center for Mental Health. This is a hospital. Look at this.
Oh, damn.
Look at that, dude.
Really,
that does not look
run down.
Yeah, right?
Shit.
And these are people with actual mental health
issues, problems.
Yes. Right?
So there we go. Priorities, right?
Priorities. And I know like people are doing this to mock, you know, the decision of the government. Hopefully people don't forget the actual issue here. Mm. You know, that they chose to spend that 300 million pesos on something that will just, you know, please people aesthetically, like visually.
Yeah, and then what happens when like a storm hits?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it get, I don't know. I don't know how storms
and
affect
they also
sand.
Showed,
but this is artificial, right?
Yeah.
So wouldn't
it
get moved?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know how
even
science
like the
works.
Beaches. Even the beaches, did but
they, yeah, they get fucked
the sand,
up, right?
Yeah.
So
also they showed the mountain where they
harvested.
Got the yeah, where they harvested the sand, quote unquote, the dolomite. So yeah.
Damn.
Yun lang talaga yung hope ko that we don't forget, even it's a reminder for me that I don't forget the actual issue here, that they chose to do that instead of make people's lives better.
Yeah. Yeah, right? We talked about it on, I forgot, Mix 84 or something.
Yeah.
I mean, they said it was pre-COVID that they came up with the plan,
but
they could have easily backlogged that, right?
It just means that money was already used. It was already used.
We gotta put it in the books, bro.
Something else, man.
We gotta write it off on the tax.
Right?
The tax right there.
They already have like a jet so that they can't return.
Who knows, man? Who
right?
knows? That's just speculation.
They probably like lost the receipt, right?
No
to
shit.
The jet.
Hey, man, I bought a jet.
Dude, the people are actually, you know, they're
like
mad.
Man.
They don't like the.
Dude, look at my wallet, bro.
Can you transfer back the 300 million?
No, natapon ko na yung receipt. Hindi ko maanap. Why hindi ka sinabi? You ever do that fast food places?
Yeah.
You're like, fuck, why didn't you tell me to keep my receipt?
Okay, yung ano, sa department store, mali yung size. Is then ako mo tiko lang ni resibo ko.
Told you, man. I told you. Oh, good times right there. Anyway, okay. Wapow. That does it, man. We gotta say hello to some of the social media.
Are we gonna
feed.
Do Lechica?
It's up to you because we were actually supposed to record something.
Yeah.
But I mean, we could do it and backlog it. It's up to you.
No, let's just do it again another
next time. Okay.
Yeah.
So this week, do expect a new Tres Leches.
Ooh.
Coming out this week, probably Wednesday, hopefully. But also we'd like to shout out, you know what? On our Instagram, I did ask, I posted a story.
I
for
know,
us,
I saw.
Asking our newer Leche fans to kind of, you know, emote to it or whatever, react to it.
Emote.
So that we can ask them some questions. And we got a lot of good insights.
I know.
I like how, because I asked all of them, how did you discover us? And you know, the way that people find us is really cool. There's so many avenues. Either they hear us on radio and they're interested in our personal projects. They found us through an article. My favorite is being recommended by other podcasts. Like they'll get a recommendation saying, because you listen to this, maybe you'll like this.
Right.
Because, you know, they basically don't know who we are.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just going into it blind and then they end up liking it. So we got to shout out some of the people and the people who follow us. I hope I don't miss any because we did message a lot of people over the days.
Man,
but
I need to pee.
Okay. We're almost done. Thank you to May, to Melchi, to Jonal T, to Abu, to JD, Kathy, Shane, Junjun, RY, to Jen, to Al, Clarissa, Ayan, B-Boy, Strawmam, SB, Meljan, to Bai, Kevin, Nagi, Lark, Irvin, and AJ. Thank you very much for all your help. It really was a big help. And to May as well, if I missed that.
Cool.
Because they really gave us some insights. And I think moving forward, because Rika and I have been talking about this for a while, our plan is to really grow the Leche fan base, mm-hmm. the Ubi Babes and Leche fans. And we really need to kind of, I guess, ask your help, right? Our Leche fans.
Yeah.
Ask for help.
We've been asking you to tell, you know, maybe just one friend.
Yeah.
Just one friend to listen. They might like it. You know, we know that not everybody will like it, but if you all...
We just need one,
yeah,
right? One
if you person. All recommend just one person, you know, we can grow our little fam.
Yeah. Also, to get the word spread out there, if you do listen on other platforms other than, let's say, Spotify, there's a 5-star rating.
Yeah.
You could just hit that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Why not?
Or if you want to be extra sketch, you could listen to us with the volume really low.
Ooh, like you the could old do that, episodes. Right? You could ask your parents to do that.
Mom, let me borrow your phone.
Oh, if you make one friend listen, JC will pay you 500 pesos.
Yeah, right. Per DTI FTV permit number.
Okay, so on Twitter, shout out to a couple of people who just followed us.
Shitty.
Hi to Kaik Sin Mia. Thank you. Thank you also to Langa Speaks Podcast. Ooh, a fellow podcaster. Hello. Divine Bolida says, na curious ako sa Alive, so I immediately watched it para maka-join sa Okrayan. Not that bad. It's me, JC. Ang issue ko lang naman, sa napunta yung drape curtains ng window niya?
I didn't even notice
Did he even have?
I don't even notice.
I want to watch it again. Hello to Benedict De La Cruz, who just followed us, and Francis Anthony Buen, and Decaf
After Six. Oh, Francis now followed us?
Yeah.
That's my boy. No, he's my homie. Yeah.
Cool.
He listens to us, though. He's been a listener for way back.
Oh, that's cool. Also, shout out to Podcast Network Asia.
Okay.
And shout out to Say. Thanks for, again, joining us for the Tres Leches episode last week. We just posted a snippet of her interview, but you can check out the full interview on our Spotify.
Yeah. Also to Rod de Guzman, to Marion Carrillo on Instagram, who says, thank you. You guys have been keeping me entertained during work from home. To Upfriendly Potato, Jeffy Iron, ha 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 hot dog.
Hot dog.
Sorry, June 27 and Max Manil Santos, and to P3K44. That's a bot. It's gotta be.
Okay.
That's it, man.
Wow.
Listen to our old mixes. Mm-hmm. Give us 5 stars.
Listen to Leche Ka.
You know, I was telling Rika, I sent her a message over the week. Mm-hmm. Our listenership, because I checked the stats, like the analytics. Normally, in a week, we get a certain amount. Our listenership almost doubled this week, but we don't know why.
You know what? I really believe that a lot of people are just interested with, people reading emails.
I know.
Yeah, because me too, I'm fascinated with it. Even though I don't know these people who write emails, I'm like, I want to know what your life is about, dude.
Man. So, yeah, that's it. Extra song.
Bye.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.